You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. And we're coming to you live from the WMDX studios here in Madison. I want to say hello to our friends up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 98.9. And our good friends over in Waukesha as well. Big scene over in Waukesha, Milwaukee on the show. 101 FM and WAUK AM 540 Rocker. Don't forget, people, you can text us right now. Tell us what you're up to. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. And call or text right from the Civic Media app.
Jimmy, B-Rock is a bar and a restaurant in Sherman Plaza on Madison's north side, serving craft beer and comfort food called B-Rock and hosting live music on most Friday and Saturday nights. B-Rock owner Brian Caravu books the artists and plays the role of host, introducing the bands. Brian, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here, dude. I have been in your establishment a number of times with our good friend E-Dub. And I love the atmosphere at Beer Rock.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say.
Can I give kind of a testimonial about something, too? I came in during Fat Tuesday. You were doing the jambalaya stuff. And I have an egg allergy, and you know this. And I wanted the jambalaya Beer Rock, you know? But I couldn't eat the Beer Rock because it's made with egg. You guys went out of your way and gave me a side of just the jambalaya, rice and sausage and goodness. On the side without the, so I can eat it and have dinner. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yeah. Happy our chef could make that accommodation.
That's pretty interesting, Jimmy. Good story. I wanted to make it down for the jambalaya, but I wasn't available.
It was good,
night.
Dude. It was good.
You're making me jealous. Brian, the Beer Rock is a restaurant, a bar, a music venue, food, beer, music. It must be all of your passions. And before we hear about the Beer Rock, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your backstory? Told me off air, he said this is his third career. So how does one get there?
Yeah, started off as a teacher. From there, I was a writer and editor. And now I manage a bar and restaurant and music venue.
What did you teach?
I taught English and journalism.
Okay.
High school and middle schoolers.
So you're judging me pretty hard right now.
I do not judge. You're a professional.
No, I'm not.
Well, so Jimmy, you came from up north and then came to school here. And like a lot of people coming to the UW, you just couldn't leave.
Madison's awesome. What can I say? I mean, I love it here. This is home now. So, I absolutely adore it and live on the north side by Beer Rock. Maybe only live a mile and a half away.
Nice.
So that's convenient. That's home now.
Shout out to the Northsiders because we're all Northsiders here. Every one of us here. You know, the bar, the food, the restaurant business, it's brutal. What made you want to open a restaurant?
Just that passion for food and drink. The Beer Rock is my wife's family recipe.
No kidding.
And yeah, we thought we have something that you can't find anywhere else in the city, perhaps the state. You know, pasties come close, but this is the German version of a pasty. So that's what makes it unique.
So you said the Beer Rocks are a family recipe. What other kind of interesting tidbits about Beer Rock? Can you tell us about, like, what other influences from the family have come into this restaurant?
Yeah, the Weiss family recipe. So it goes back generations, and this is something that, you know, her grandma made, her mom made, and now she makes it at Beer Rock. Now, our classic is ground beef, sauerkraut, and onion inside a freshly baked bread dough that we make ourselves. Everything from scratch. On the side comes a nice house-made mustard vinaigrette dipping sauce. And that's just our classic version. We got all sorts of different interpretations on top of that.
Well, I saw a bunch of them, and one that actually caught my eye. It was a dessert, and so it was caramel apple Beer Rock, apple pie filling with cinnamon inside, with a freshly baked dough, topped with powdered sugar, and served with a side of house-made caramel.
You know, I was hungry before we went on the air, and dinner is on the way thanks to Alice. I'm starving now.
How late are you guys open tonight?
Till kitchen open till 10 p.m. tonight.
Kitchen's open till 10, Jimmy. I think we're going to miss it, but we're going to have to go back for that.
Is your wife, is she the primary chef, cook, or idea for the recipes at B-Rock?
She's the inspiration. We do have a head chef that okay. we've hired, Chef Cordell, who's awesome, right. who kind of does his own spin on the B-Rock as well. So we kind of have both brains going there.
And with the German heritage, of course, we got to talk about beer. Beer. And it's spelt, it's not beer.
It's B-I-E-R. Ock, right? So it's like beer rock, beer rock. And beer, of course, that's right. The German spelling for beer, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, well, you know, it sounds like your venue is a merging of beer and rock, right? but, you know, I was wondering, you were mentioning the pasty, right? That's the kind of up north, like, little goodness thing pocket that they create. What's different from a beer rock from a pasty? Like, what's the German question. Difference, I guess?
Yeah, a pasty is a Cornish recipe. First of all, the bread part is more of a flaky pastry. Mm-hmm. And then on the inside is like ground beef, rutabagas, potatoes, a lot of starches there. Whereas a beer rock is the German version, ground beef, sauerkraut, onion, things you associate with Germany.
I see.
Yeah.
Sausage.
So two different, you know, Cornish versus German. Both, you know, every culture has its own savory pie. There's empanadas.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know, this is just the German version of it, you know, calzones for Italy, you know.
Oh, interesting. I never really thought about it.
Yeah,
like
I didn't
that.
Think of that either. That's great. Brian, the owner of Beer Rock, is with us here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. Let's talk about the beers. I like beer. You have a mighty beer selection at Beer Rock. Tell us about that. And how do you decide what goes on tap?
Yeah, we have 24 tap lines of craft beer. And the goal is to have something for everyone. There's something light, something dark, something malty, something hoppy, something sour, something barrel aged. Pretty much, if you can't find something you like, then the problem's with you.
Quite frankly.
Yeah. We got a cider, a seltzer, you know, we cover all the bases.
What's your favorite? And feel free to give me a couple classes if you want to, or a couple categories of the beer, because I know otherwise, you know, but what do you like right now that you have on tap?
I mean, I'm partial to the hoppy beers.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, we have Nectaron Dreams by Titletown Brewing Company, a New Zealand IPA made with New Zealand hops. So it's really good, really smooth, really hoppy, and really fresh, and I love it.
Nice.
And now I saw that you guys fill growlers and howlers, and I know what a growler is. What's a howler?
Howler's just a half-size growler. So growler,
half-size growler, yeah. That makes perfect sense, doesn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah. Growler's 64 ounces, howler's 32, if you want a little smaller size. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the cool thing about Beer Rock, too, you got some good food, you got awesome beer. Oh, and you have some live music offering, too.
We do. Pretty much every Friday, Saturday night. Maybe not every single one. Every once in a while, there might be a sporting event that might, you know, interfere with it. But, you know, pretty much every Friday, Saturday night, we've got live music at Beer Rock. Pretty much 8 to 10 p.m. You can count on it. And, yeah, it's awesome. We have so much good local talent that we bring in that I love showcasing.
If bands are listening, if they want to, you know, play a show at Beer Rock, how do they get a hold of you? And how do fans potential customers get your address and find out where you are?
Yeah. It used to be me, you know, talking to people, asking them if they'd want to play at Beer Rock. For the most part, now it's that people come to me. Either, you know, in person, actually come to Beer Rock and their customers, and then, you know, find out, oh, I'm in a band, and we get to talking, and we book them. Or, I mean, if anybody's, you know, wants to reach out on the net, you can email me info@beerrockmadison.com. So
awesome.
Now tonight you have Blame It on Kane. They're coming out here from Milwaukee. They're friends of the show. They've been on here before. And then you have quite a music schedule coming up, including Eddie Berth on March 15th. Tell us a few highlights from your schedule that you're looking forward to.
Yeah, both the examples you just said are incredible musicians. I'm so happy that, you know, Blame It on Kane wants to come all the way from Milwaukee to Madison just to play at Beer Rock. That's an honor and a privilege for me that they want to come from away and play. Yeah, they're kind of the 90s nostalgia rock. I remember them playing Cumbersome by 7 Mary 3 is just one cover. They do all sorts of originals too.
Yeah,
but just
yeah,
to point people in the right direction, you know, like, what are you going to hear? They start at 8 p.m. tonight. So you got maybe a little over an hour to head to Beer Rock and catch Blame It on Kane. But you mentioned it too. Eddie Berth later this month.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's great. Great songwriter.
Yeah. Folk, Americana. Mm-hmm. Plenty of originals. Few covers he slips in, Tom Petty stuff like that. So
songs about dogs.
Yes. I like that.
Morell's his dog, and he's got a song about it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
I know he was in here and performed that actually at one time in the lair. He was a lot of fun. That was good. And he's played at our stage on Make Music Madison last year.
He did. Dude, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming in today, Brian. We really appreciate it. Beer Rock is right on the north side of Madison. What is that? Northgate, the Northtown Mall, right at the corner of
Northside
Northport.
Town Center, yep.
Northport and North Sherman, right next to the hardware store right there and the Willie Street Co-op. Stop in, say hello, go see Blame It on Kane tonight, and get some good food there too and some
for
good
us.
Beer. Yeah, I'm sending food now. Jimmy K hungry. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Let's do some Blame It on Kane right now. This is a tuna. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.